everybody, to episode 436 of RP Grinders. I'm your dulcet-toned host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself.
Hear, who sounds like vacuum shit. Cleaner.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, is there a hair car guest?
I have no idea what that is. I think that's Muggs trying to be funny with harmonica noise in the background. That would be my guess, but... quit trying to take my dulcet tones away from my audience here.
Yeah, dude, there's nothing about you that's dulcet. that word means sweet, and there's nothing sweet about
what?
You.
How dare you? Let the audience decide that. I bet you Weiland and Dungeon Buster.
Freak in here. Let's see what he thinks.
Yeah, let's get Freak in here. No, let's not do that. Let's not do that.
That's a bad time for everybody.
Yeah, he'll be in here soon enough, and MXT too, I'm sure. Just waiting for the obligatory Donald Trump reference from MXT. It would make my day. Either a wrestling reference or
I'll probably be Sean Spicer this week.
Oh my God, we'll get to that nonsense pretty soon, I'm sure. Well, let's go around the table here, guys. Breakman, how was your week, man? Doing all right?
Oh, it was good. It was all right. It's fine. Yeah. It was okay.
Yeah, it was a week.
It happened. Like, it's getting worse by the second, Frank. Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. Break fan, I love it, man. Yeah, so you're doing all right, man. That's cool. I wish we were all here. Like, that would be, like, a really cool, get-together. Like, all in one place. I don't know what's got to give here, because there's two people here now.
We're going to have to plan a vacation sometime, plan a trip somewhere.
Yeah, that would be cool, man. It would be cool to do an RP Grinders all together, man. For as long as I've known you guys, man.
You have a studio like OLR.
Yeah. I'll get right on that. I've got tons of money. Hold on. Let me pull the money out of my pocket.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah. my own checks in the mail, everybody. I think it'd be really cool. All right. What about you, Eric? How was your week, man?
It was all right.
Sounds a lot like, breaks. Probably. But what about yours, Mug? It was a week.
Uneventful, which is not ideal.
Yeah, yeah. That's mine was eventful at times, but we'll get to it. I'll talk.
Oh no, uneventful sounds all right to me.
Oh God, I know.
Some peace and quiet. I want to get out.
When you're hoping for good developments and the good developments don't happen, it's like nothing actually bad happened, but it's just like, okay.
I had to kill time at the theater, or. In the surrounding area for the movie to play because I missed my first showing.
Oh shit, that sucks, man.
I got some decent pizza out of it at least.
Dungeon Buster tried the Ease 8 demo. I got to watch Mug play a little bit of that demo, and it was pretty cool, pretty fun. It looked really, really neat. And he says the Valkyria Revolutions demo is kind of worrying. Wow. Okay.
And they already took time to make the game supposedly better. So
that sucks, man.
That might explain its price point. It's only $40.
Yeah. I had a fairly, I guess, uneventful week with some added intrigue. But I'll talk about stuff later on, Stinkos, Sweetos, stuff like that. But all right, let's get started with the news, Eric. I know. We've got a ton of it, so let's get to it and let's blast through this fucking news.
All right. First off, from Gamatsu, we've got Splatoon 2 launches July 21st. Basically, this is a big Nintendo dub, and we're not going to cover everything Nintendo did during its direct. But
we are going to cover a lot, though. But this is another.
And there's some Mio Amiibo shit that's going to launch with it, which is basically just. Splatoon 2 versions of the Splatoon amiibos that came out last time, the Inkling Boy, Girl, and Squid.
Yeah. All right. Enough about that. Let's go to Breakman.
Oh, and there's a Salmon Run mode, which is basically Horde mode.
Ah, okay. Breakman, let's go with the next story. Splatoon 1, I've heard pretty good things about. I'm not particularly excited about Splatoon 2, but I know it's probably going to be a big seller.
It looks fun in the commercials. That's as close as I've gotten. Coming to us live from RPG site, NIS America details demo and release date info for 2017 Switch and 3DS titles. NIS America announced some details for 2017 titles headed for Nintendo hardware this year, while Disgaea 5 had a new character trailer shown yesterday. NIS announced today that it also has that it will also have a playable demo available for Nintendo Switch. Details to be announced at a later date. Disgaea 5 Complete is set for release on Nintendo Switch on the 23rd of May, which is the day after Breakman Day in America and in Europe on the 26th.
Yeah. Breakman Day. It's a worldwide holiday break. It is. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah.
There's actually some more release announcements.
Go ahead.
NIS America also announced that Cold Step Revolt will release on for 3DS on August 29th for North America and September 1st for Europe. Alongside this, RPG Maker Fez. I'm going Fez. Fez? You said Fez?
I guess.
All right, I'm going with Fez. RPG Maker Fez will launch on June 27th in North America and June 23rd in Europe, with DLC options from the other NIS titles. A new trailer showing gameplay from RPG Maker Fez was also updated to the NIS YouTube account.
There's also going to be an app for RPG Maker Fez that lets you play other people's created games.
Oh, nifty. I like the idea. I like the concept. That's really cool. I wanted to talk a little bit about what I saw from Disgaea. I thought it looked really pretty from what I've seen. I did look at the trailer, I think, a day
ago. Some people might complain about the lack of geopanel-based levels, though.
It looks pretty to me. I
think the additions more than make up for it in the story. But if you're not big on Disgaea's story, especially since Fives is like the longest story that they've ever done.
Yeah. Well, it's not really one for story. It's a little darker theme than the cartooniness lens, but I just could never get into them. I'm not a big strategy RPG dude, so, you know. Are you going to get any review copies or anything of Five, or they not going to?
I'm not going to get a review copy of Five. I'd rather just buy it because it's the exact same game that I reviewed years ago.
Yeah.
About a year and a half ago, I mean.
All right. Anybody else break?
So there'd be no point to doing it other than to give a report on how quality it is for the port.
Any interest, Mug? Break?
No, I've never been into the Disgaea series.
I'd rather buy a physical version.
Yeah. I don't have a Brett, system to play any of that on.
Yeah, Break does. I was going to say you don't have anything to play it on. But I don't either right now, man. I got to – shit. All right, let's move on to the next story, Mug.
All right, coming to us live from Gematsu. Shinobi Reflex Sendan Kagura announced for Switch. Marvelous announced Shinobi Reflex Sendan Kagura for Switch during today's Japanese Nintendo Direct. It will support HD Rumble and launch exclusively via the Nintendo eShop in Japan in 2017.
It's a digital only. That's weird.
So new Sendan Kagura game, but no real details on it. Like, I don't even know if it showed any details or showed any gameplay footage or anything.
It sounds like it's probably going to be either another variation of the Estival / Shinobi Versus games or a pure visual novel experience.
Yeah. Oops. Sorry, guys. They're talking in chat about me being a secret agent that already has disarmed all the nuclear missiles in North Korea. And
well, you said you had a life of intrigue or a week of intrigue. So, you know, obviously you're a spy.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys, telling my secret to all of our audience. But, I'm a secret spy, guys. Just keep the secret.
From Russia with Frank.
All right. Let's move on to the next story, guys. RPG Site tells us that Knights of Azure 2, Bride of the New Moon coming to Nintendo Switch. What are they talking about in chat now, man? Frank Finger.
my favorite Frank spy movie. Frank Finger.
Hey, it could happen. I could be the next Bond.
So Frank is chapter 3 of the Phantom Pain. Yeah.
Hey, I'm younger than all the current Bonds. Maybe I'm not. All right. My dream of being Bond has been destroyed by you guys. Fuck you guys. I'm going home. sons of bitches. Knights of Azure 2, Bride of the New Moon, coming to Nintendo Switch. Koei Tecmo announced in today's Nintendo Direct that it'll be coming out later in 2017. Thanks for giving us an awesome knockdown date there. I don't even know why that's news, unless you have a date.
I'm wondering if the delay had anything to do with this.
He's the man with the golden touch, Dungeon Buster. Thanks, Dungeon Buster. That's awesome. All right, Eric. Next story, please.
But next story is also from our RPG site. What do I do for a slash?
I don't know, man.
Whatever. What?
That hurt my throat too much.
That sounded like you were hawking a loogie. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. The Umbral Star arrives on Nintendo Switch in July. I'm not doing that at all again, but, it says July 25th, and it will be going to Europe and Australia on July 21st. Getting a little earlier.
There you go. You get it 4 days earlier. Frank Raker, Dungeon Buster. That's awesome.
I request a review code for this, but if I end up not getting it, I'll only consider purchasing this version if it's at 60, because apparently Dragon Quest Heroes 2 is a shit port because they tried doing graphical parity instead of doing performance, and game runs at 30 and not even very well.
I'm laughing at you knuckleheads in chat, man. Moon Franker mug, really? Moon, yes. Franker. All right.
Glenn, I mean, it's no Frank Finger, but I don't know.
All right.
Oh, but apparently this version will include all the DLC costumes.
Well, if costumes
are your outfit.
If costumes are your thing, there you go. I've never been one to really change all that shit. I don't really care. Next story. Let's go to break. Did we lose break?
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Sorry, I had it muted.
No.
ARMS launches June 16th. That's it?
Okay. Yeah. That's
ARMS will launch for Nintendo Switch in North America and Europe and Japan on June 16th is the first paragraph. In addition, special neon yellow Joy-Con controllers and Joy-Con straps will be released separately on the same day alongside a Joy-Con AA battery pack accessory.
Oh, so this is their gimmick game that is going to get you to buy that extra controller, right?
No, because the Switch comes with two of them anyway.
Look who's in chat, everybody. Kim Jong-un is in chat.
Although it might convince you to buy two. Might convince you to buy a left and a right Joy-Con for some other person to play.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this would be a good way to get one, an extra one.
But I live alone, so I won't have to worry about that because no one ever comes here.
You guys are going back and forth, man. You guys are just too much, man.
What, you didn't like Octo Frankie?
Octo Frankie, View to a Frank from Eric, Live and Let Frank. I like that one, Dungeon Buster. Die Another Frank mug. That's awesome. That's fine. The game's probably gonna suck, but whatever. Might be a fun distraction for about 5-10 minutes, but I think the big attraction will be the extra controller, I guess. Golden Frank. Oh, God, man, you guys suck. All right, next story. Mug.
All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu, The Great Ace Attorney 2 launches August 3rd in Japan on 3DS for 5,800 yen at retail and 5,546 yen via download. According to Japanese Nintendo Direct. Capcom will share more information during the game during an Ace Attorney 15th anniversary live stream. 15th anniversary live stream on April 17th.
Yeah. They should have did 15th for continuity. They should have live streamed it on April 15th. Ace Attorney, 15th anniversary of the 15th. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have been a little less confusing to read.
Yeah, exactly. All right, yeah, see, do that for our convenience, guys over at Capcom. Why weren't they thinking of us, guys? Like, they should have thought of us, you know? Make the news stories a little bit easier for us to read. Fucking Capcom, man. All right.
The Frank is not enough.
Yeah, If Frank could kill. You guys are dumb. Anybody got a question for King whatever his fuck, Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un like to say he just had to say that living in North Korea is better than Dragon Quest VIII.
Oh, Freak 5 Chaos. You always know. You always know. First comment, you always know. All right, next story. Let's go with Eric.
Next story is, let's see. We already did the ARMS one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The Great Ace Attorney 2 launches.
We did that one.
We did that one.
Okay. I was getting caught up in all the Frank-related movie themes.
It's easy. I got caught up in it, too.
Anyways, the Snack World Tajararis? What? For 3DS.
I couldn't even say that in Spanish. Japan. Yeah, I couldn't even say that in Spanish, man. I was trying to think. Is that like
is that a Spanish word? Tajararis?
No, but like the J, you kind of pronounce like Tajararis. Trejares? I don't. It's not a Spanish word. It just. I don't know. It just came to my mind. But yeah, I don't even know what that is.
It was a launch for 4,800 yen, about $50.
Break is exiled.
I think Switch games are running for about 60.
Yeah. I haven't heard too much about this game. I don't know if we've covered this, Eric. Have we talked about this game?
No. But we talked about it before, but there's not a whole lot of info on it yet, despite the fact that it's going to be coming out in several months from now.
All right.
The smartphone of the version of the game has been previously dated for December, so it's coming out after the 3DS version.
Yeah. Jesus, Mug.
It says you can create your own character with your own hairdo, eyes, mouth, nose, and body, and travel the continent while cooperating with your allies as a Tejer. An adventure of the snack world. Of course, Chup and other characters from the anime will also appear, so there's an anime of this that I haven't seen.
I have not seen it either.
It does look more like a traditional RPG of sorts.
I'm down. I'm totally down.
So it says Jaras are keychain like miniature items that are essential for the world of the snack world. It says you'll carry them as small keychains, but in battle they make a grand transformation into your battle equipment. So choose the jar that matches the opponent you're facing. So that's slightly interesting. It's a variation on the Yo-Kai Watch theme, but I guess like you're using weapons instead of Pokemon or Yo-Kai or whatever.
All right, I'm down if it comes over here, but whatever. All right, next story, break.
Coming to us live from Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Yo, do we have something for Dash?
No, I don't think we do. Now we do, I guess.
Yo-Kai Watch. Yo.
The dash is the same as the colon. Okay.
It should just be like
we got that. Okay.
It should be like wind, like.
Now make it like. Make it this.
like Master
P. Oh my God, let's not do that one, Eric. Let's
Maybe it could be Lord John. Hey, yo, what, Kai?
Yo, what? No matter what, you just yell out what. That'd be awesome.
I think I'm gonna go with the wind blowing.
All right,
yo.
Oh God, don't ever do that again. Break.
Breathing. Yo.
That's a little bit better.
It's Yo MTV Raps, Kai. Watch.
Yeah. How about you do Yo? How about you do little meep sounds instead?
Is it meep? Yo meep. That might work.
All right, let's moving on.
Yes. Psychic Spectre's coming to North America this fall. Whatever the name of this game is, released as Yo-Kai Watch 2 Shinuchi in Japan, is coming to 3DS in North America this fall. I'm moving on. I'm not even caring if I pronounce that right or anything. We spent a lot too much time on this story.
All right. Let's move on, guys. You know what? We should have a poll to do what the next sound should be for a dash. That would – like do it on Twitter. Like
a contest for like a giveaway or something.
That'd be kind of cool. Next
that
time
involves
you
us having to spend money.
Well, Eric,
only Frank should have spent money on the show.
Eric, next time you get like an extra code, let me know. We'll do a poll on RP Grinders feed to see what the next sound will be. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Monster Hunter Stories is coming to the West. Game starts in Rider Village, where youth strive to overcome trials to become full-fledged dragon riders. Upon overcoming this trial, main character boy or girl receives a Kazuna Stone from the village elder. Rider and dragon then go to explore the world to investigate a looming threat and to discover the mysteries of the stone and the world. So it sounds pretty, like, you know, pretty cool little monster.
It's Monster Hunter world, but RPG.
Yeah. There you go. All you Monster Hunter fans, there you go. Not bad.
So it's Monster Hunter with an actual story?
Possibly.
And it plays more like a traditional RPG.
Yeah.
Rather than an actual Monster Hunter game.
It does say stories, so hopefully this game does have a good story.
No, I didn't say it was good. I just said that it had one.
Right.
Yeah, because right. The Monster Hunter games kind of don't.
Yeah. All right, Mug, next story, please.
Plot, go here, kill this.
Yeah.
Yay, you did it.
All right, coming to us live from Gematsu. Ever Oasis will be launching for 3DS on June 23rd in North America and Europe, and July 13 in Japan, according to Nintendo. Short overview is that Koichi Ishii of Grezzo is the producer and director of the game, and character design is done by famed illustrator Yoshinori Shizuma. Ever Oasis takes place in a sprawling desert with the oasis at its heart. Travelers with different wants, needs, and wishes will visit the oasis. Players must head into the desert and locate dungeons. Yeah. Allies with specific weapons and unique skill sets will join and strengthen the team. Items claimed in the desert can be used as materials to craft items to sell at shops in the game or give to certain travelers.
Yeah. Mug, next week...
It was a very pretty-looking game.
We're going to have to work...
For a 3DS title.
Hang on, Eric. We're going to have to work out your audio issues, Mug.
Hey, yeah, you're bucket, man.
Yeah, it's weird. Look, we had Kim Jong-un earlier, and now we have Vladimir Putin in chat. Right now, as we speak... A lot of mirror people.
Speak fun of him for all of the Russians that made gay pictures of him.
Oh my goodness, that was an awful story. I didn't put that in my stinko, but it could easily have been my stinko this week. All right, let's move on.
I'm not talking about the internment camps. I'm talking about how people made him look like he was super gay.
I know what story you're referring to, Eric. I saw that story too. Let's see, Eric, next story, and then I'll go Mug after that, then break.
All right, next story is, hey, Pikmin, for 3DS launches on July 28th in North America and Europe, and July 13th in Japan. It's basically like Lemmings, but it's easier to manage since there aren't 50 bajillion of them.
Yeah.
And they'll pretty much follow Olimar anywhere, and they'll stop if you make them stop.
Yeah. Typical Pikmin.
I mean, I guess they couldn't do a full Pikmin game on the 3DS, so they decided on this.
Yeah.
And plus, it'll help pad out titles until they can get their big guns like Splatoon out.
I guess. Splatoon's one of their bigger ones. What else is coming out that's super, super exciting? I guess the Mario game in, what, November?
Yeah.
So, I guess.
And also keep you busy until Pikmin 4 comes out.
Yeah. All right, next story. Let's go with Mug.
All righty. Coming to us live from RPG Site, Square Enix confirms Romancing Saga 3 for the West. Romancing Saga 2 for Vita is still in the works. A couple weeks ago, Square Enix announced that they will be releasing Romancing Saga 3 for smartphones and PlayStation Vita, marking the first time the game has been remastered since it was released all the way back in 1995. Aside from offering read-on artwork for the characters, backgrounds, and game menus, series creator Akitoshi Kawazu confirmed in an interview with 4Gamer that the game would be receiving all new content as well. According to the article, that could mean new settings and scenarios, including bringing characters forward that weren't previously expanded upon. Just like Romancing Saga 2, our Saga 3 has previously never been released in the West, but there appears to be some good news. Responding to a query from a fan on Twitter about whether Romancing Saga 3 would be released in the West, Kawazu answered in the affirmative. We will make Western version RS3. It will be after the Japanese version, but at first, RS2 Vita for West. I want your patience, please. Yeah. So not only do we have confirmation that RS3 will arrive here, but also reaffirmation that the Vita port of Romancing Saga 2 is still going to be brought to us sometime in the future.
Yeah.
One can hope it won't take too long to have both of them in our hands.
I'm thinking the reason the Vita version is taking so long to get here is because the mobile version doesn't have a particularly great translation.
That's interesting. They should have got Mug to do it. Mug would have been more than happy to do it. Right?
I could have done it.
Right. All right. Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from our RPG site, Dragon Quest XI to be released for PS4 and 3DS on July 29th in Japan. During a special live stream, Squinix announced Dragon Quest IX, In Search of Departed Time, will be released in Japan on July 29th. For God's sakes, how many times do I have to say that?
I know.
The PS4 version will run for 8,980 yen, and the 3DS version will run for 5,980 yen. Didn't hear anything about the Switch version.
Oh, my goodness. North America. This can't
Those who buy the first print run of Dragon Quest XI will be able to pick up the Vest of Happiness.
I'm pretty sure at least the PS4 version of Dragon Quest XI will make it to the West, because that's the biggest reason they made it for the PS4.
You guys know what the Vest of Happiness is, right? It's like a vest that like goes straight down.
And it makes you happy.
Right. It lets you go about freely in public while having a boner, because it's like too long. That's the only thing that it does. It covers your boner when you're in public.
Dude, you're not fooling anyone. We all know that you don't need to worry about that kind of thing when you're
Oh, knock it off, Mug. Never mind. Any which way I go with that joke, Mug is right on it.
Any which way you go, we can't tell because it's too small to be seen with a naked eye.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
You're hung like planet Pluto, man.
You are exiled, sir. I think there's a reason. What? I'm sorry. Let's go on to the next story. I'll do the next one. Gamatsu. I'm excited for Dragon Quest XI, guys.
I do like that the 3DS version has like the old school sprite work thing going on.
Yeah. I'm excited for that too. Minecraft Nintendo Switch Edition launches May 11th. So there you go. That's pretty cool news. Minecraft Nintendo Switch Edition. I just said when it'll be released. Here's an overview. Everybody knows what Minecraft is. It's just licensed to Nintendo for the
ill.
Yeah, still. So
it's licensed to ill.
Licensed to ill, for sure. I would play that, I guess. I'm not a big Minecraft creative type person, but I've messed around a little bit with it. It's just Mario Minecraft. Would you be interested in that, break, if you had like a Switch?
No, that's just a Mario pack you can get. It's still just Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
Sure, I'm going to play Minecraft.
Why not? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Have you played the 360 version?
No, I'm not playing Minecraft. Not the 360. I'm just kidding. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not going to play that either, man. Come on. I might take a look at the Mario pack and see what that's all about. But other than that, I'm not a big Minecraft person. Let's see. Who's next? Eric? Next, please.
All right. Layton's Mystery Journey, formerly which was called Lady Layton, launches for 3DS in Japan and smartphones worldwide on July 20th. So it's not taking 50 bajillion years this time like all the other Layton games have.
Yay! That's good news. It didn't take like five, ten years for one. But that's cool, man.
It says the 3DS version will cost 4,800 yen, and the iOS and Android versions will cost 1,900 yen and have item-based in-app purchases. So that means buy the rest of the chapters. It says you can reach the ending of the game without making in-app purchases, so it's probably extra puzzles and shit.
Yeah, probably. Layton's okay.
It's probably the bad ending, but if you want the good ending, you'll have to pay more money.
Oh my god, that would suck. That would totally suck, break. That'd be like one of the worst things ever. All right. I don't think you've ever played any of the Layton's, have you, Mug?
It doesn't. I think the smartphone version is getting a worldwide release, but the 3DS version might come later.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah, it'll be here soon enough. Let's see. Who's next? Let's go with Break.
Where were we? Okay. Coming to us live from RPG site. Wow, how have I gotten so lucky today? Oh, this is why. Yakuza. Kiwami arrives on August 29th. The Dragon Rises Again, it says, that's the story header. Sega announced today that Yakuza Kiwami will launch in the West on August 29th.
Yeah.
And a PlayStation 4 remake of the original Yakuza Kiwami will launch in North America and Europe at a price point of $29.99. So there you go.
I'm going to defer to Dungeon Buster in chat if this is going to be worth picking up for $30. I'm guessing it will be. Dungeon Buster is a fan of the Yakuza series. He knows a lot more. I think I played, what was it, 3?
I do have to wonder why it's launching so cheap, though.
Yeah. Maybe it's
because
half the game.
It's a remake of a very old game.
Yeah,
but it's like a full-blown remake, though.
Still, I mean...
I mean, they are using Zero's engine, but it's not like they just HD remastered the first game like they did a while ago.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Apparently I activated Siri. I don't know why.
But they're talking about their fantasy of picturing me with a micro penis in chat, and I don't know what to tell you guys. You guys would be disappointed.
Sounds accurate.
Nope, definitely not accurate. You've never seen me nude, sir, nor will you ever.
That's what you think.
Oh my god, stalker mug! I finally got it out of him. He's been stalking me at night.
Cheap game release. I'm pretty sure you can pre-order. I keep his. Beat on Amazon for as low as $40.
There you go. Homie discount in the middle of the story. All right, next story.
Hey, and Dungeon Buster says Kiwami should be really good. Hopefully they add extra activities to the game.
Yeah, so there you go. Should be worth it.
There's an opinion.
Yep, I was waiting for Dungeon
Kiwami,
Buster.
It's not broken like the first Yakuza game's combat system was.
Yakuza.
Oh boy. Sorry. I'm gonna butcher these Japanese names. I don't want to hear any shit from anybody. This is I should have gave Breakman this story too, but I'll go ahead and do it. This is from Gamatsu. Hakuoki Shinkai Fukaden launches July.
Not bad.
Yeah, not too bad, huh? July 13th in Japan. That game will launch for PlayStation 2 in Japan on July 13. Retailer listings at AmiAmi, Media World, and HappyNet Online reveal. Description of the listings read, the worlds of Hakuoki Shinkai Kaze no Shu
Show.
Hakuoki Kyoto Winds, which was ported to the PS Vita in 2015, and Hakuoki Shinkai Hana no Show, which was ported to PS Vita in 2016, will lead to, quote, one. Fukaden was announced for, I wanted to say Fukaden so bad, but I know I would get so much shit for it. Announced for PlayStation 4 in March. So there you go.
Basically, this is like the third game in the series.
But by saying that you want to say it and then saying it, isn't that really saying it?
Yeah.
Didn't you just actually say it?
I did say it. So I didn't say it right.
Win.
But, yeah.
You win.
Oh my god. Freak 5, you are.
I'm sorry.
Frank is Frank. I'm Exile. Yeah,
in case anybody was wondering, Kyoto Winds is a remake of the original PS2 visual novel, which was released on the PSP a while ago by Axis.
Freak 5 is trying to make himself vomit in chat. I don't know what he's doing.
It's
there.
Also ported to like 50 bajillion platforms, and they kept adding content to it.
I hate your guts, Breakman. You have no idea. The chat room is insane. You guys got to be in chat to see what's going on in there. Huh? It's merciless.
Frank has Iggy Gaga.
Frank is Kim Kardashian.
I hate
Frank
you guys.
Is Honey Boo-Boo's mom.
I hate you guys. I hate you guys. I hate you guys. Yeah, but see, Freak 5 is Honey Boo-Boo's mom before her transformation. I mean, I guess if I had to be anything, I'd be after her, like, weight loss and stuff. But, that woman.
I also wanted to say something about Yo-Kai Watch 2, since we didn't get to – I didn't get to say anything back then.
Okay,
but,
go
ahead. Since 2's third version is just now coming out, it's going to be a while before the third version comes out. I'm not worried it won't come out, but I'm thinking what's going to happen is that they're just going to skip the first two versions of the third game and just give us the third version.
Oh my goodness, man! We have too much fun on this show sometimes. I swear.
I'm pretty sure that like, the original naming was like takoyaki and tempura, and then they just went to sukiyaki.
I like takoyaki. That's more
never
my
had takoyaki is good stuff. It is very yummy.
That's my language. If I hear tacos, I'm on it.
It's not a taco.
Oh, I thought it was taco.
Taco means octopus, you dipshit.
All right.
Although I'm sure they have a Mexican-themed takoyaki somewhere.
You guys ruin all the fun, man.
That sounds awful.
I'm going to go get tacos after this show. I might even go now, walk off and go get some tacos. All right, next article. Let's go with Mug.
All right, coming to us live from RPG Site.
Oh,
Dark Rose Valkyrie set for release in June. Idea Factory International has announced that Dark Rose Valkyrie will launch in North America on June 6th and in Europe on June 9th for PlayStation 4. It is a JRPG with veteran staff from the Tales of series, such as scenario writer Takumi Miyajima and character designer Kosuke Fujishima. You can find more information about the setting and characters on the official website. There are some debut screenshots, teaser trailer, and announcement information.
Yeah, the usual that we get.
Hopefully it's a better game than Omega Quintet was.
I need to get the video working again in chat so that way these guys could see these pictures and vids that we have in here. I don't know. I've tried for a long time to get the video.
Whoa! Are you talking to us about the pictures that you found on the website?
No! How dare you? How
dare you? Shit? No, we don't want to see those. No! No!
I don't want to see you guys' sick, twisted Photoshop fantasies. Guys, like, seriously? Like me as Honey Boo Boo's mom? Come on, man. That's ridiculous.
New contest. Whoever can give us the best Photoshop Frank.
I hate you, Breakman.
Whoever can give us the best Photoshop of Frank gets to be a guest star on the show.
Oh, God. You guys, Breakman and Mug, you guys are exiled. This is why Eric has lasted the longest on this show, man. You sons of bitches, man. I'm walking off. All right. Next story, Eric. Damn sons of
next
bitches.
Story
you walk. You're not going anywhere.
Next story is about how the Caligula effect getting a digital deluxe edition for PlayStation Vita.
Okay, I'm down.
And in this digital deluxe edition, you'll instead of getting like physical goods for the CEs, you'll get a set of swimsuit DLC, a PlayStation Vita theme, and several avatars.
I wanted to. Is this? I want this to be based on the Roddy McDowell.
No, it's not. It's just a persona.
We realize it's not, but it should be. If there were any justice in this world,
it would have been.
See this movie, and now you're going to convince me to see it, so you can shut up.
If there were any justice in the world, if this was a good and happy place, then it would be based on
it. Right, I think this is the third time that either Mug or myself has referred to the movie with this game.
Here's the plot of the game, or the basic plot. It's not easy escaping a virtual prison controlled by an intoxicating virtual idol named Ooh, but freedom can be...
It would have been better if he was intoxicated.
But freedom can only be achieved by fighting hordes of digiheads, battling evil music producers, and confronting the all-powerful Ooh.
So it is like the movie. It's not. I'm kidding.
And it says here that the pricing is going to... The game comes out on May 2nd. The pricing is €39.99 and £29.99. I'm going to put up a buyer beware, and Ryoga Saotome on Twitter, he has reviewed a lot of games from the publisher of this game in Japan, Furuyu, and the developers in this game are the same developers that made a game called Ex-Tetra, which was apparently very, very terrible. Mm-hmm. And I actually trust his word because he also said things about Tokito about how it was awful. And while I don't think it was as bad as he claimed it was – I gave this game a 4 out of 10 because it wasn't that great.
Freak 5, there are very few pictures.
Yeah, I think I might have made it a 4.5 or at least a 5, but still – It was not what it could have been.
Yeah. Freak Five's wanting my picture. You know what? I can autograph a picture for you and send it in the mail, Freak Five. I'd be more than happy to do that for Freak Five. All right. Let's move on. Breakman.
Oh, last story. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Ghost like to bring Omega Quintet to PC later this year. Following a recent announcement of a PC port for Lost Dimension, the team at Ghostlight has announced that they are also in the process of porting Idea Factory's Omega Quintet to PC later this year. Okay. No. I can read Arrested if you if you want. It's the last story.
This game is meh. Don't buy it.
Yeah.
Okay, so meh, we're not reading it.
No. I think we're good. Yeah.
All I'm wondering is why IFI didn't publish it themselves and do it themselves.
Yeah. Did you already mention the flash sale on PSN, Eric, earlier?
No.
Okay.
But there is one.
There's one on PSN. There usually is our flash sale.
Yeah, there's actually like 12 pages of stuff on there. So there's a lot of stuff. You can actually – like one of the – like you can get on PS4, you can get Last of Us Remastered for $8 or the Uncharted Collection for
$8. Ooh,
that's some decent price. Prices.
Yeah, that's a really
there's
good
some
price.
PlayStation 2 games on there that are like $3, I think, right now.
Also,
Proper Xbox the Rapper 2 and that's another two. Ape Escape 2 are like $3.
Freak 5 still wants my picture. He wants a screenshot of my Ice Bucket Challenge video. The problem with that is, Freak 5, is like I'm like way skinnier than that video. I think I think I'm 40 pounds lighter than that particular video, but I've lost like I think 53 pounds now, so I've lost quite a bit of weight. So if you want an updated one, good luck with that. You have, oh my god, Mug, you need to throw that fucking thing away. Sons of bitch.
It's not, I didn't leave it out, you did.
I've never heard of either a beef brisket or a shrimp tempura taco.
Yum. They both sound great.
They both sound really good.
All right. Twitter questions. Breakman, anything this week?
Let's see here. What the hell was that?
That was a door.
Oh. Well, it scared me. I just peed myself. Now I got to go change my pants. Thanks.
Yeah. All right.
No, there's nothing on Twitter.
Nothing on Twitter.
I was stalling this to scroll, and I can't find a thing.
Oh, yeah. In case anybody's wondering, it's Good Friday Day, but no gives a shit here. So, yeah.
Who gives a shit, man? I had to work
today, which is good because otherwise I wouldn't have got paid.
Yeah. Yep, you don't get holiday pay for that nonsense. And you know what?
It's because Good Friday isn't a real holiday.
No, it's not. It just, oh, my God. I was infuriated earlier with the, that stupid shit earlier with Friday, Good Friday. All right, what have you guys been playing? Mug, anything?
Not really. I've been just too busy doing other stuff. I haven't really had time to sit down and play.
Yeah, the only thing I saw you played that demo.
Play the demo of East 8, and it was pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, I was really impressed too. I was watching you play it, and it was pretty impressive from what I've seen. So hopefully the rest of the game holds up to that goodness. Let's see. Breakman, what have you been playing?
Nothing new. Same stuff, really.
Yeah. Halo.
So there's nothing to talk about, yeah. Just the Halos and Fallouts.
Record Keeper, Fallout.
Halos and Fallouts and Final Fantasies, oh my.
Yeah, I like it. Eric, what have you been playing?
I just played some more Nor 9 Var Commons when I was out in break rooms. And there were a couple of days I actually forgot to bring my Vita with me, so I played some Ghost Trick on my phone. That's just the first two chapters because I haven't purchased the game's chapters yet.
Right.
It's like $10 to buy all of them. I'm kind of waiting for a sale, but I don't know if they do sales for like DLC in-game purchases because the problem with games that are get is that they won't show you the price, so you can never tell when it's actually on sale. I don't know how they do that once you finally get the game.
Why don't they show you the price? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Mm.
You could probably find it if you looked online, but if you're looking on your phone, it just says get.
Yeah. What else, Eric?
But other than that, I played a lot of Blossom Tales over the weekend, and I nearly finished the game, so I'm good enough for review there.
Yeah, I was just going to tell Mug, you're breathing into the mic, dude. I can hear it.
Sorry. Well. Me?
No, it was. I'm pretty sure it was Mug.
Other than that, I've been playing the Silver Case, and Ukulele.
Yeah, cool.
Feel the same about Ukulele.
What about, huh?
Still feel the same about it?
What do you mean? I haven't really played it since last week, because I played it on Saturday.
Well, you told
just said you've been playing that, yeah. So never mind.
I don't know what you mean. I still feel the same then.
Is it good or bad or indifferent? What is it, Eric? Nobody knows what ukulele
is. It's a fun game, yeah. But they could have modernized some of the mechanics a bit more. I think they relied way too heavily on the Banjo-Kazooie era style mechanics. Yeah. Like they could have updated a couple things. Like the game doesn't have a map system which it makes it hard to track things because some of these areas are huge.
Yeah.
And there could have been voice acting because, like, Conker 64 had fucking voice acting. Why is this all gibberish? And camera, despite getting a patch, is still kind of wonky.
That sucks. Is that anything else you've been playing, Eric?
Also, the checkpoint system is odd. Like, if you leave, like, go into, like, a doorway or something where, like, the screen will transition, that it will lock that as your checkpoint. But, like, the only other time you'll get a checkpoint is if you're, like, at a boss fight. Like, there's a boss in the first world where you'll have to roll up a hill. And if you die there, then it'll just spritz at you there. But anywhere else in the game, it's just based on where the last door you was, which is weird.
That is weird. Anything else, Eric?
Yeah, and there's no good way to get back to a level. You kind of have to walk everywhere, which is dumb. I was like, why didn't you add a fast travel option? Or why didn't you go the Super Mario 3D World route and just make a map where you can select your level? Or rather, not even world, 3D land. That's even easier.
Sometimes you kind of worry about game design choice, you know, and you know, we've got all these great games to pick really cool things from. Like, you wonder why some things don't, like, kind of become the norm. But, you know, whatever. People have their own vision, Eric. Every piece of art has its own vision. Anything else?
No, other than I think if you like visual novels, you should get the silver case, and you can tell it's a shoot a 51 joint, because there's lots of fucking swearing in the game.
I haven't really been playing much, but you know what's going to pep us all up, guys? You know what?
No. No.
What?
No.
Mug, you have no idea
what you're planning, but don't do it.
I'm better not be that song.
Stop him.
What?
Stop him.
What?
All right, I'm coming upstairs.
No.
I'm gonna stop him.
What? I'm just playing a little bit of Bond music. God, get in trouble for playing Bond music. Jesus, man. I thought it lit the mood a little bit. I mean, I could play something else if you guys want.
No.
Mug is like, no! All right, guys, let's move on to our Stinkos of the Week. I'm going to start with Breakman. Your Stinko of the Week, sir.
I got just one, which actually relates to one of my Sweetos because I have more than one.
All right.
My Stinko goes to H.H. Gregg is going out of business, and I used to work there a long time ago, so I still know some people there. So, you know, people I know are losing their jobs, and that's a sad thing.
No, that's always sad, man. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Something similar. I passed by my first ever job the other day. I used to work at McDonald's a long ass time ago. Here comes the jokes. I can see them in chat already. But I think they're getting ready to tear it down. Like, they closed it a long time ago, at least 2-3 years ago. So it's kind of weird to see where I first started out in my employment endeavor, like, not be there anymore. I thought once McDonald's went up, they never went away, but, man.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I mean,
actually,
I've seen
the company's hurting right now.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen them get torn down and then rebuilt for, you know, remodeling, but never just think, there was a McDonald's here. It's gone now.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says he'll never understand why he saw an H.H. Gregg open shop next to a Best Buy. Yeah, that sucks. Anything else, Break?
No, for Stinkos. All right.
Let's go with Mug.
My Stinko is still the same as last week. You know, job hunt is going, you know, haltingly.
Yeah.
I've had a few nibbles here and there, but nothing's panned out yet.
Yeah. We'll get there, man. We'll both get there. Freak Five says.
I do have another stinko. I had to. Well, I knew that this was going to be a thing that when I got the car, is that it was going to need brakes. So I got that done, but it was also an oil leak. So I'm waiting to find out if it was just due to like the gasket not being sealed properly the last time the oil was changed, or if it's something more serious that I'm going to have to deal with.
Yeah,
I'm really hoping for the former.
Dude, if it's a former, we might call that guy and say, hey, dude, you need to help us out here. He knows that. Trust me, I'll work on getting that help for you, Mug. I don't want you to pay much more money than what you've been paying, man. So. God, that sucks, dude. Let's hope for the best, and it's just the little.
Yeah, just the fact of it is that I'm kind of paranoid. So I'm just like, do I smell oil? I can't tell. Do I smell oil? It's like I'll get the kind of phantom smells. It smells like oil. I might not actually be smelling oil, but it's faint enough and brief enough to where it could just be in my head.
Yeah, I hope, man. And it might not. It might just be oil on the engine that's burning off. You know what I mean?
But you do need to. You do want to check that as soon as possible.
Oh, he did.
What happened was that. When they fixed the brakes, because the rear brakes had, the pads were worn down and had to be replaced, they said there was oil all over the engine. So I said, all right, we can do the power wash and then a dye injection. So drive it around for a few days and then bring it back. We'll take a UV light and we'll see if the dye shows up anywhere. That wasn't too terribly expensive. It's like $67. The engine's clean, and I'm just waiting to find out if I opened it today when I drove down to Best Buy, and I was like, do I smell oil? It's like, I don't know. It doesn't really smell like oil, but it could be. But I'm also smelling a running car engine, so I don't know. It's not like, oh God, that's an oil smell. Yeah, it's like the smell of burning oil is very distinctive. Tomorrow I'll probably take it down and see what it.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be good to go, man.
Just a side question, like completely off the rails. Like, how long do you guys think Best Buy has?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's talk about that in the free for all. Actually, that's a good topic. Well, let's do that. We'll talk about that in free for all. We're almost there. That's a really good question, Breakman. We'll talk about it. My stinko this week, Sean Spicer is quickly becoming a stinko of the week, Hall of Shamester. I don't know if you guys heard the latest with Sean Spicer, but the whole Holocaust was never. They didn't.
I love how he tried backing up and I'm like, no, I just mean they can drop bombs. Yeah. That's all I mean.
Yeah.
Well, like the only good thing that came out of that whole debacle was that was something someone said on Twitter. It's like Pepsi. Wow, this is probably the worst PR disaster anyone's had in quite a while. And it was that United Airlines, hold my drink. Sean Spicer, Leroy
Jenkins. Holy shit! I could barely hear you, man. That was weird. Your mic is just. Whack, dude. I don't
know.
Fuck it. Mug's like, fuck it. But it was awful. Like listening to this guy, does anybody know if he's a Holocaust denier? Like, is he a Holocaust denier? Because he strikes me.
No, because he kind of, in his speech, he was back. The whole speech, he starts backing it up and stuff like that. Like, no, that's not what I mean. Like, I know about the, what do you call it? He didn't call it, he called him Nazi, camps or something.
Holocaust centers.
Holocaust centers, that's it. Like, they're a fun place to be or something.
Oh, yeah, Holocaust centers.
Hey, kids, we're going to a Holocaust center this weekend.
Yay! He's so, so out of touch and ignorant, and that's the best thing I can say about Sean Spicer.
Dungeon Buster says, can we go a week without Spicer being a moron? Just one week.
I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say the same thing, Dungeon. Can we just go one week where he just has a press conference that, A, isn't confrontational, and B, he actually has something good to say. Like, awful. I couldn't think of a worse
person. Look, I can understand him not having something good to say as the speaker for Trump. Like, oh my God, do I really have to go up and say that?
But wouldn't you expect him to be a little more apologetic when he's up there and not so
defensive? A normal person would be. I'm not saying him. I'm just saying, anybody who had the job, of speaking for Donald Trump. Like, oh God, this is what he did today, folks. And please don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah. See, that's how I would play it if I was the press secretary. But I guess in Trump's regime, you say something and you get booted out. Like maybe Steve.
Well, I'm sure Spicer agrees with 100%. You know.
Maybe he does, which would be even more egregious. But fucking Sean Spicer, my stinkle of the week. Yay. Eric, your stinkos.
Obviously the bombing that had a Trump to approve of in Syria.
Yeah. The mother of all bombs. The one
and
the
bullshit.
At this point that, the current state of American politics and our foreign relations is a perpetual stinko.
Oh, good. Constant war. We're in constant wars. We're never not in some sort of foreign conflict. So
I think we're worse than Germany at this point because Germany always wanted to fight wars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Brake?
The big problem is Trump changes his mind at any second. He preached for so long about nationalism and stuff, like going away from the bigger world and stuff. And now, probably, we could
reverse course on NATO as well.
He just completely changed. But I was I was thinking of a GIF I saw where somebody said, "Well, we need to bring this back."
Eric, hang on.
It was a sequel to World Police Team America.
Oh, shit, like, yeah, man.
I'm like, yeah, that's suddenly what we are again. I thought we were getting away from that. Like, we're not going to get involved with other countries. And then he just changes his mind one day. Like, oh, God, I can't see that. Like, we got to do something about them kids being gassed and stuff. Like, either we're in or we're not, but...
Yeah, not allowing them to come here, mind you, but we need to do something about it.
Right. We're not going to let them here, but, we'll make sure and bomb the shit out of them over there.
Also, United Airlines just being shit as usual.
Yeah, Freak Five.
You know what? United Airlines, and I'm not, pushing the blame away from them because it's their stupid policy, the reason this happened, but it wasn't United Airlines. It was security from the airport.
But the president of United should have been a lot more sympathetic.
Well, I don't know.
The guy who got the shit kicked out of him, that was not okay.
No.
I'm not abstaining United Airlines from any blame. This is their fault, with the stupid policies that they have. Yeah.
It's also not
their policies, though. I mean, they have canceled flights and not given money back.
Well, that's pretty much par for the course for all the airlines. They don't like to get refunds.
They're all overbooked.
Yeah, and they all overbook. But this wasn't even a question of overbooking. This was four of their employees that needed to get somewhere. So what? You guys made that mistake. That the guy who bought the ticket, I don't give a fuck if he's had mental issues or he's had problems in the past. He's not a doctor. Yeah. He is a doctor. I don't care if he said he was George Washington. And he thought he was George Washington. He should not have been treated that way.
His credentials have nothing to do with what happened.
Yeah. Pre-fives.
Unless he'd pulled out a gun or what was he accused of? Trading sex for
who cares?
Doctor stuff or pills or something like that. So unless he was raping a woman in the back seat.
They'll throw his name in.
He has nothing to do with that.
You know what? I was reading one of Eric's posts kind of about white privilege. That's what that is, man. Let's drudge up anything in somebody's past just to shut them up. You know, it's like that has nothing to do with what happened on that flight.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Zero. Freak Five had a couple of stinkos. It was the United thing, of course, and then Charlie Murphy died, which is super sad. Fuck your couch. Yeah. Fuck your coffin.
He's more funnier than Eddie Murphy was, at least.
Yeah. I like Charlie Murphy quite a bit.
I like Eddie Murphy.
I almost – the last time Charlie Murphy went to town, I almost went to see him live, but I didn't get a chance to. But damn, that would have been – something else, man. It really sucks. Freak Five also got a raise. That's his Sweeto. That gives us a good transition to Sweetos of the Week. Mug, your Sweeto.
Oh, do I have a Sweeto this week? Yes. My connection is functional again, which is nice because...
your bucket is, though.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think my headset is fucked.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was getting like 8 megabits per second download, and usually not even that. But now I've got, you know, the modem was replaced and things are up to a much more, you know, usable speed. So yay, I can watch YouTube again.
Yeah.
Also, the East 8 demo is quite good.
Yeah,
so I'm looking forward to that game.
Yeah, that demo is really good. I really liked it. Break, you're Sweeto.
Okay, I've got two. I'm going to the one that's just callous and bitter, and I admit this is completely bitter feelings and old hatred for a company that was part of my stinko with the death of H.H. Gregg. Yes, there were a lot of good people there, and I'm sorry that they're losing their jobs, but fuck H.H. Gregg. It's the second worst job I ever had. The management was absolutely terrible in there. Oh my God. There was one time a guy walked into a meeting. He was a couple minutes late, and she said, "You know what?" Right in front of the entire staff. "You know what? I can't deal with this. You need to go. You're fired."
In front of everybody?
Right in front of everybody. Like, what? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Like, that's the kind of stuff that would happen to H.H. Gregg. I don't know if I've ever talked about this. The day after Thanksgiving, the Black Friday, you know, we had to be in there early, like a couple hours earlier than we'd normal open. But before that, we had to do like an hour meeting. So we were in there at 6 o'clock, and they would not let us leave until the door shut at the end of the night, which wasn't till 11 p.m.
Oh, I'll tell you some stories about that with Best Buy when I'm off the air, break, man. But
There was a lot of like stuff like that. Like they treated the employees like shit.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you were talking about in chat earlier about the wisdom of opening a great H.H. Gregg next to a Best Buy. Well, in Menor, where the Best Buy is, it wasn't right next to it, but it was like several hundred feet down the plaza.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, that's not a real effective strategy unless you're in fast food. For some reason, fast food.
Well, I was talking about that, and like I think that was a lot of the ego of the upper management and stuff like that, because they, you know, they didn't see themselves as a competitor really, like Best Buy.
Yeah.
Just kind of, because they didn't sell all the same stuff. Like mostly they were about appliances.
Yeah.
Televisions became a big thing while they're here. But I worked in computers, and unless, oh my God, we sold some of the worst fucking garbage computers ever.
Dude, I wouldn't doubt it, man. I would not doubt it.
I hated that place so much. Yeah. That they're going out of business just makes me happy. It's just desserts for the people upstairs.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says, "Let's challenge Best Buy with a smaller store and a worse parking spot."
Nice, good planning. Mm. Oh yeah, the place that I worked with here was their idea. Our store was in the back of a shopping center, and the sign was out up the block in front of Circuit City.
Oh yeah, that would work. I mean, that's not confusing at all.
Yeah, the H.H. Gregg I'm talking about also used to be a Circuit City.
Mm. What were you going to say, Brick?
No, I was just going to say, like, that's how dumb they were about things. Like, and us salespeople used to joke all the time about going out and breaking that sign down, because it's like people are going to see that sign. Oh, H.H. Gregg, I'll stop here. Well, Circuit City. Close enough.
That could be the beginning to an Office 2 movie. You know, like, you're disenfranchised and you rip down that sign, like, you take a bat to it. That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah. We're sure that sign hurt sales, you know. People are like, oh.
Yeah. Freak 5 is exiled. Just let everybody know. That's probably he's working on a world record today. So there you go. Eric, you're Sweeto.
No, I had another Sweeto.
Oh, I'm sorry, Breakman. Your other Sweeto.
So not you know, I'm celebrating the death of a company. You know, fuck that. And like, I'm an asshole for saying that. Whatever. But my other one goes to a couple weeks ago. I was doing research into how much PTO time I had, and realized that I had to take a bunch of hours before the beginning of May, or I would lose them. I'm on vacation until the following Monday.
That is fantastic, dude. Yes. Get some money and come out here. Let's all go.
If I had time to plan, I wasn't expecting this. This just came up as like, well, I have to use this time or I'm going to lose it. You know what I haven't done in a long time is take a week off.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I really think that you should never lose your vacation time. Like that's awful.
Yeah.
You know, so that sucks, man.
There was one company that would at least pay you for it.
Yeah, that's a little bit easier to take than just losing it. I mean, you dedicate your life pretty much to a few companies in your lifetime. You would think that, you know, but they never, it's always the bottom line. How can you make even 1 cent more? You know, that's why we're a 199, you know, capitalist nation. So there you go. Damn. Anything else, Brick?
No, I mean, I'm off for a week. This is the first time I can remember taking a week off in a long time.
Dude, that's really cool, man.
I'll take like a long weekend or something. The only times I've been off in the last couple of years that I can remember are being sick or someone dying.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're finally getting some well-deserved R&R break. That's really cool, man. Hopefully you play lots of video games and, you know, just relax and have that time. Dungeon Buster says he remembers one time he had so much comp time that he could have taken a month off. Management was confused on what to do. How about do the right thing and let you take a fucking month off? How about that? That's not a hard choice. You know, geez, that's so stupid. All right. Anything else, Break?
No, all right. It's good. I'll be here celebrating.
Yeah, right on, man. Eric.
And sleeping. And I'm asleep.
Yeah, maybe you could show a picture of Freak, like do some photoshopping and Photoshop Freak 5's head on, I don't know, like a sea monster from a movie.
Why are you trying to ruin my vacation?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
You don't know? Why?
I'm not trying to ruin you. I'm trying to make your vacation better. Can you imagine how much better your vacation would be if you saw that? Like he's trying to do to me, like putting my head on Miley Cyrus and 50 million other people. Freak 5 is asking you a question, Breakman. Is Mrs. Breakman off too?
She doesn't get paid vacation.
Oh, that, well, is that a blessing or a curse, Break?
She'll be off some days. I mean, as a hairstylist, she does get to make her own hours.
So. Oh, that's cool.
Even though she says she doesn't, so I'm like, I keep telling her, like, it's your thing.
Yeah.
She works a schedule for the most part.
We need to work a segment. We need to work.
Like, she should make her own hours completely. But
you know what we need to do, Mug, Eric, and Break. We need to really nail down a really solid segment for Break's wife. We need to come up with something really spectacular for her to come on every week and give Break shit for. That would be. I think that would be awesome. Or me, or preferably Mug. If she could give Mug, like just pretend she hates
Freak
Mug.
Freak5 Chaos says in chat, if Mrs. Breakman isn't off too, Break will be doing a lot of masturbating.
You are not denying
it. It's TMI, man. TMI.
Yeah, TMI. But Break is not denying it. So, you know. All right.
What, denying what? I don't know what we're talking about.
plausible deniability, Break. That's awesome. Eric. Did I already get your sweeto?
No. All right. Well, other than your name turning out to be really good, Nintendo Switch is selling a lot. Like, exactly, well, as of this writing anyway, 906,000 units in March for North America, and globally 2.4 million.
Yeah. Is that shipped or sold? Actual sell? It's probably sold.
Actual sell numbers.
Yeah. That's big. That's good start.
And it says additionally, Breath of the Wild sold over 1.3 million units and 925,000 units came from the Switch, while 460,000 came from the Wii U version, which means the attach rate's more than 100% for the Switch.
Yeah. Is that a really good – is that what they were looking for numbers-wise with Zelda? Does anybody know? Or is that just
–
don't know. All right. Well, I mean, that's encouraging for that system. I just hope they follow it up with stellar games. That's what I'm hoping. And they fix online a little bit better and a bunch of other shit, but whatever. It's Nintendo. We'll get things slowly but surely, I'm guessing. Looking through chat. Oh, Dungeon Buster.
Also, I think it's – the highest selling console in the U.S.
Oh, that's cool. Dungeon Buster.
I would like
it has numbers comparable to the GBA.
What were you going to say, Break?
that I received a special picture from Freak 5 Chaos.
Oh no!
Oh God! If you, I, how dare you guys?
If I can link it to you guys, I will. I, you
put
know,
it in
I'm gonna...
chat. Put in chat so I can see this monstrosity that is Freak 5's Photoshop skills.
He sent it to my other account. He didn't send it to.
Okay. Just put in. Can you get it from your desktop?
Well, yeah, I can. Right. I can.
Let's see. Freak 5. Okay. Dungeon Buster says his stinko is that the NES Classic is ending production. That does suck. There's still demand for that.
That's not as good as other emulation devices that exist out there. I mean, there's Raspberry Pi, there's the NT Mini, there's stuff like ROM Freak and the EverDrive. There are better alternatives to the NES Classic.
Yeah. All right. Mine. I've got a couple. But the first one that we're going to talk about is this. I don't know if you guys knew this, but Mystery Science Theater 3000, the new season, is out on Netflix now. I had a chance to watch the first episode and part of the second episode before I had to get on. And I got to say, I'm enjoying it. It probably hit its stride midway through, but it had a nice lot of little nice surprises for fans of MST 3K. So,
Are the people behind the Mystery Science Theater also behind Rift Tracks?
Yes. A couple of them are. Mug would know a little more about. Mug was explaining that to me before the show, I think either yesterday or today. Mug, the same people are behind Rift Tracks, right? Is Mug even here?
Did we lose Mug?
Yeah, I think we lost Mug. Shit.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I'm trying to get him back.
Maybe he's trying to fix his shit. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he is updated. Maybe he didn't have the update. I don't have the update either, so it's probably...
Me neither. I didn't touch it at all today.
I'm trying to get him back, guys. But yeah, so it was... But I know for sure that at least one or two of the people behind MST3K is behind Rift Track. So somebody in chat might know. Dungeon Buster or Freak might know that more. More than I do. I'm more of a casual MST3K fan than an every episode type of guy. But I did, you know, it's hit or miss. Everybody knows MST3K is hit or miss, and I haven't seen every single episode. But Freak 5 is
just awesome. Like they usually play really long movies.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get Mug involved in the show. He might. Let me try again. But anyways, and NASA. Thinks that there's a good chance of life on a moon of, I believe it was Jupiter, if I'm not mistaken, or was it Saturn? Moon of Saturn. But
one of the two. There's like 18 bazillion moons around Saturn.
I know there's a ton of moons, but there's a two or three that are really promising for life underneath the ice. So that's really exciting. Brake is asking, have you ever seen Orgasmo? To Ray.
No, you mean he's asking me.
Oh, yeah, Matt. That's what I meant. I'm reading at the same time. I'm trying to read chat and talk at the same time. That's like chewing gum and walking for me, I guess. But let's see. He also had another question for you, Mug, that I can't find. But, Mug, you know a little more about MST3K more than – oh, we lost him again. Shut. It's definitely a Skype issue. Sorry, guys, but we'll have to get back to him. Reviews. Eric, why don't you do your review of Your Name without spoilers, because I have not seen it, while I try to get Mug back on. Oh, it looks like you got Mug.
Without even mentioning names, I could probably do this. Your Name is... have you stopped moving yet?
No, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Anyways, Your Name is... I'm not familiar with the director, but apparently he's made some movies that are a little not – well, this movie's apparently his best one, but I guess they're not very interesting to a number of people. But anyways, Makoto Shinkai, it's about a boy and a girl who – well, it's mainly about a girl who wishes she had it had – I guess basically she wished she'd be reincarnated as a boy, and she ends up switching bodies with this boy 3 years from the past. And once they discover this, they set up ground rules to how they should effectively live their lives while this phenomenon mm-hmm. continues. And over the course of this, they learn to love each other. But the problem with the movie's pacing is that a lot of it's montage, so you don't really get that impression until, like, the very end. And even then, it's like, okay. I mean, I could kind of understand it, but I also didn't see it. So I'm thinking maybe this movie might have initially been planned as a small OVA series.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, they made it just they cut it down and made it a film. But because right at the beginning of the movie, something that's a little different for a movie is they play, like, an anime TV show-styled opening, which is just odd for a film.
So how did she do it? Did she, like, go to that booth and beg and, like, had a penis?
She just wished it. And there's, like, some backstory behind how they do a ritual to appease this god that they worship that was, like, left behind from their ancestors. They're just carrying on the traditions of their ancestors. And apparently that god probably heard her plea and decided to do that.
Dear God, I wish I had a penis. And then the god of penises heard her and said, "Your wish is granted. Amen."
See this god or get proof of his existence, but they kind of hint at it. But
All right.
So, and there's also some stuff involving a comet, but that would be spoil the territory at that point.
Yeah,
but
it's not spoil.
It was funny and cute, and it's really well done, and the animation's beautiful. And it actually has a twist on the red thread or string of fate that exists in Japanese folklore. Yeah. So,
all right. Well, what are you giving it?
I'm going to give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Okay. Damn, that's a really, really high score. Eric, I really wanted to see this, but my money situation hasn't been the greatest. So,
if you're in an area that or close to an area, like I had to drive all the way to Cleveland for this,
yeah.
And of course, when I get there, road construction, so the AA.
Yeah, if money wasn't an object, I would have saw it.
And I didn't know about the free parking; otherwise, I would have gone there instead of trying to fuck with the completely fucking broken card readers for parking space.
Yeah. Yeah, did we get Mug back?
Which cost me a
little.
Yeah.
Which cost me to miss the dub showing because I kind of wanted to see it in dub. Yeah. But if you watch the dub, you might lose something in translation with like dialects and inflections. Like they could tell like when the girl switches places with the boy, the boy's in her body and he's in hers or she's in his and. His friends are asking him, like, why are you using, like, female pronouns and stuff like that?
I don't know why I keep getting a bell ring. I don't know if that's Skype on my end or what, but I thought I had all the...
So I saw this. So I guess I'm going to probably buy the movie once it releases on disc and give you a review of what I thought of the dub when I watched that.
Yeah.
At a later date.
Yeah. Holy shit. Logan is the fourth highest grossing R-rated film of all time. That's awesome. Wow. And nice. It's a really good movie too. I liked it. I had a quick question for you, Mug, before, you know, hopefully you don't get cut off again. MST3K are the same people behind Riff Trax, right? I believe you told me that.
Not entirely. The last set of people who were playing, you know, Mike Nelson, Bill Corbett, and Kevin Murphy, who voiced, you know, Tom Servo and Crow in the last seasons. Those three are the guys behind Riff Trax.
Okay.
Joel Hodgson, the original host and the original like conceiver of the show, he is behind the revival that's on Netflix. He also did another thing, kind of like Riff Trax, called Cinematic Titanic. You know, same kind of thing where you have audio commentaries to go along with movies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of the same people behind the updated series.
Yeah. It was just a question I believe Brake had. Eric had, and I thought you had told me that either some or most or all had something to do with Rift Tracks.
Yeah, I don't think that Mike and Bill and Kevin had anything to do with the new series.
Yeah, MST3K has one of the most iconic intros. I think I love that song at the beginning. You know, whatever iteration it is.
So 90s.
Yeah, so late 80s, 90s kind of music video, you know, Flock of Seagulls type shit. I love it. All right. What I saw of the new season I liked. Just, you know, more MST3K, just slightly different. With some upgrades to the robots that are pretty cool. Dungeon Busters, talking about Logan. I like Logan too. Let's talk about I was going to do a review for Dead West. I thought it was going to be like a zombie Western movie, and it didn't end up being that way. It's more of a kind of Ted Bundy-esque serial killer movie. I'll review it next week. But I do want to talk about Best Buy. Breakman brought it up earlier. And it's an interesting question because they've always kind of been a hurting kind of monster retailer. And the question that Breakman posed to all of us, and we should answer now, how much longer do you think Best Buy is going to be in existence? And let's start with Breakman. Breakman, what do you think, man? How long are they going to be
around? I don't know if they aren't going to announce that they're going out of business by the end of the year.
Oh, that's a bold prediction. You think by the end of the year?
I mean, well, you know what? Now that H.H. Gregg's going out of business, maybe they'll hold out for another year just because they're like, well, we can maybe get the business off H.H. Gregg, but I don't think they're going to get as big of a bump as they want, and I don't think they're going to last that long. So I say they might announce like a chapter 11 by the end of the year, but they'll go out of business next year.
Yeah. I don't know how they could change their business model, to be honest. Mug, are you back yet or no?
He said in Skype he's given up.
Yeah.
Apparently his mic's completely gone poopy.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell. I think it's his Skype. We're all going to have to update our Skype after the call. And sorry, Mug. I don't know what to do, but we'll probably not have Mug for the rest of the show if this keeps up.
Apocalypse wasn't bad. It just wasn't amazing.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
That's what people need. And
they completely ruined the villain completely. Yeah.
Apocalypse is not good.
Yeah, and like Brake is a big fan of the X-Men, and I'm in total agreement. Apocalypse was... Man, they got that character all.
They had some good scenes, like when Quicksilver was going through the house.
He was a weird amalgamation between Ivan Ooze from the fucking Power Rangers movie and Tom Brady's interpretation of Bane from Dark Knight Rising.
Mm, yeah, it was just not good, man.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Sorry. Yeah,
When you said Tom Brady, I just kept thinking.
I know, I was thinking, dude.
He probably would have been better, actually.
Yeah, Tom Brady probably would have did a better job. Fassbender made the film, said Weiland. If it's not for Fassbender, then, you know.
But at least he did give us that awesome voice.
Yeah, I mean, Jason Isaacs.
Batman.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, he did give us that. You have ruined this podcast, Batman. You have ruined it. Skype has ruined this podcast. Where's Mug? Yeah. Fassbender made the film. He was fantastic. Fassbender's fantastic in almost anything he does, though. You know, it's just... but to get back to our point, Eric, what do you think about Best Buy? When do you think they're going to end their run, man?
Hopefully not too soon.
I mean, obviously, Amazon's killed them, right? I mean, Amazon's pretty much killing almost everything.
I hate Amazon. I don't want to subscribe to Prime. I'm not paying $120 a year for their fucking Prime service just so I can sign up to Anime Strike. And Anime Strike's taking up all the animes I'm interested in watching.
Mm. I like Amazon.
I'm going to just jailbreak my fucking Fire TV stick and watch this shit there.
But I wouldn't even know how to do that. It's probably super easy, but as far as Best Buy goes, I disagree slightly with you, Brake. I think they're going to be around for another 3 to 5, and I'll tell you why. Because it's not just – very rarely does a company just come in and shut their doors down. Like, they try every available option to them, and that could take literally sometimes years. Like, I know when – I think it was CompUSA, one of the big ones. Was it CompUSA or Circuit City? Like, people were speculating on that for at least 3, 4, 5 years before they actually, you know, made the announcement.
Circuit City.
Yeah.
CompUSA kind of went out fast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was Circuit City. But let's see. Freak 5 says he supposed the Best Buy – I'm going to try to get
– I haven't signed up on the GCU – Gamers Club.
I haven't either. If I bought way more games, then it would definitely be worth it. But I used to be a platinum member, which gave
GameStop.
Yeah,
you were saying appliances. Like that's what HH Greg heavily focused on was appliances.
Yeah, and you know, Best Buy made a big push on appliances too. So. They're all cannibalizing. I mean, that's kind of capitalism at its best. You know, it's what people do usually. Either you go out of business or you get eaten up. I mean, that's, you know.
H.H. Greg and Biggs.
Biggs. You remember Biggs, man?
Yes.
Yeah.
Biggs, not so big anymore.
Huh? Oh, God. Yeah, I love that store, but man, it was I didn't like. Now we have Biggs. It's called Walmart Supercenter. You know,
right.
Pretty much. I like earning saving coupons through Best Buy. Dungeon Buster says, yeah. So 3 to 5 years is my guess. My best guess.
Although they've kind of neutered the amount of points you get per purchase now.
Yeah,
which is kind of lame.
Yeah.
My personal opinion, and I'm probably wrong, is like I said, like I think they'll probably announce like a Chapter 11 type thing, sometime late in the year, and say unless like we have a good like Christmas, good 4th of July, like we need that to survive.
Yeah.
But I think that's how they're going to go out, but not necessarily this year. You're probably right.
Well, don't they like live for those huge buy days like Black Friday and. You know, July 4th is a big one, obviously. Like
that. January 1st is a big one, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I have mixed feelings.
Before Christmas, also. The whole week before Christmas is huge.
I have mixed feelings.
January 1st is a surprising, heavily busy day. Like, a lot of companies want to try and make up some sales in January by liquidating a lot of the stuff that they have overflow of and try and sell off of quantity as opposed to.
Wyland says 20% off all the time. That's not that 2 weeks crap with Amazon. Yeah. I have mixed feelings about Best Buy. Like, I was a big Best Buy fan.
And Dungeon Buster says Best Buy's last fiscal report was not also super terrible.
It's just a matter of time, in my opinion. I don't think...
Yeah, mine too.
It was the same thing with Media Play. Media Play used to be an awesome store I used to love, but their prices were outrageous, and you could get a lot of.
But they got all the anime. Like, they're the only store that, like, oh, you have a selection of anime here? Oh, this is cool.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, I never answered his question about iZombie. I have not, Freak 5. Best Buy is an appropriate topic to talk about now. I was going to talk about it, but I've been having a lot of like physical issues, like my back and neck, and I had a setback this week. And I haven't had time to do much, but fucking, you know, make myself feel better with medication. You know, so that's all I can do, man. Like I haven't watched a lot. I watched that MST3K. I watched the Walking Dead finale and stuff like that, but as far as iZombie, I'm behind on iZombie for sure. I'm sure I could get caught up real quick, but iZombie is a pretty good show from what I've seen. Wyland says, "Oh, break! He got Darth Revan, Black Series Darth Revan." I don't know what that means. What does that mean, break?
I believe he's referring to one of his statues, and I'm asking for a link. I want to see it.
Yeah, send us a link, Wyland. I don't have anything else unless you guys got anything else. Eric, do you have anything else before we leave? I couldn't get Mug back on the show. don't know what's going on.
Other than I've got an announcement to make.
Yeah, go for it, man. I'll tell you one more
thing. I won't be here in 3 weeks because I'll be in Vegas, and I'm not sure if I'll be able to phone in to even join you guys.
Yeah, no worries, man. If you can, you can. If not,
you're going to be in Vegas. Oh, my God, forget about this show, too. Like, what? Yeah. Who are those guys?
my brother's wedding.
I can't honestly say that, Brake, because I think I've been on this show when I was in Vegas.
Yeah, well, you had that, like, meeting.
Yeah,
we – The first year I would join the show, you had that.
We had WickedCon. Yeah, WickedCon, which was pretty awesome. I wish I had money and everybody had money to go to WickedCon every year. It would be – it was awesome, man. I mean, I was really happy with the amount of people
that showed up. Do they still do WickedCon?
No, it's just costly. Nobody can – you know, I mean, it's really hard to get everybody from every show.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened at Screwtech Convention. I mean – Screwtech doesn't even exist as a website anymore. It's just a part of Achievement Hunters.
Yeah.
Rooster Teeth, I mean.
And Dungeon Buster says, Viva Las Vegas. So,
yeah, but, when Screwtech was still around, they did it for a couple of years, and then they had to stop because it was just too goddamn expensive.
Yeah. All right. No more mug for the rest of the show, so luckily no harmonica, which is fucking awesome. But let's see. Do you guys have any plugs? Let's start with you, Breakman. Your plugs.
You can follow me at RP Grinders. And actually, you know what? I had a quick question for Eric.
Yeah.
Do you know why One Piece is leaving
Toonami
Network? Yeah.
Because it's not getting views. That's why.
Oh. Huh. Really? I didn't know it had bad ratings.
Considering its time slot and the fact that it is way too long of a series, and nobody will ever catch up with it. People are probably more interested in watching the subtitled versions on Crunchyroll or Funimation Now, where you can watch them dubbed if you want.
Yeah. Mug asks, should it be Viva Las Vegas? No, it's Viva Las Vegas. It's like you're counting Las Vegas as one entity.
I do have a plug to make too.
Okay, hold on before your plugs, real quick. I just want to let's see. Dungeon Buster says character climb. Okay, I don't know what he's talking about there. Okay, I know what the question was. He asked if Wicked Con was wicked, and I said, "What happens in Vegas, freak?" So there you go. Mug is in chat. Sorry, I couldn't get Mug back. I tried Mug. If you're listening,
there's a new stinko for this week. No Mug.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a sweeto, depending on who you talk to.
Oh, shut up.
All right. Your plugs, Eric.
I'm gonna plug. Oh yeah, I do. I guess I do have sort of a stinko, but the writing was kind of on the wall a couple weeks ago. You know, I mentioned that Game Tactics is some site that I probably won't be writing for. Well, I definitely won't be writing for them anymore. That technically is a closed site now.
Oh no, that's terrible news.
He's basically focusing on Gear Tactics because he just doesn't have much interest in games.
That sucks. Game Tactics is a pretty wicked site to get reviews, especially your reviews, but whatever.
You could still find me on Boston Master Brigade, VogNetwork.com, HonestGamers.com, TotallyChin.com.
Yeah. Anything else, Eric?
I got a new drink review of the 1893 Citrus Cola. And that's up on my YouTube page on Funny T-Man. And you can find me on Twitter at Eric RPG. And I'm going to do PSA for anybody of those who actually watched the MLP My Little Pony series, the new one. Season 7 starts tomorrow.
All right. Break.
And I think the fifth season and fifth and probably final season of TMNT started, but they renamed the show Tales of TNT. TMNT, I mean. But I hope my recordings are still picking that up, because if they change the name and it's based on the scheduling, I hope they didn't get fucked. So
I just want to say tomorrow. I just want to say Freak 5 is the worst photoshopper in the world. He sent me the picture.
Wait, when does that start, or did it already start?
It already started like a Sunday, so that's a thing that's going on now.
Okay, I'll have to tape that later.
Actually, that
you might have to catch the first two episodes because I think they did like an hour premiere.
Okay.
Freak did a Photoshop of my head on another body, and that was about how big I was back then, Freak. So that's not too far off. I'm completely different now, man. Break, did I cut you off, man? Did you have any other
points? No. We just didn't get to me. It's okay. I'm watching the Reds game, and I'm a little nervous right now. But they've had a good season so far, which nobody expected them to ever have any good. This season was expected to be long and painful. They weren't expected to have a hot start or anywhere. It'd be hot at any point. So, you know, if they can keep this up or not, who knows. But for now, it's fun.
Yeah.
And you can follow me at RP Grinders, where you can give us a sound effect, a new sound effect for the Dash.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a sound effect for the Dash, put it in there, like a MP3 file or something. Mm. And
We've used a bunch so far, so it's got to be something that we can do like with our hands or mouth or something.
I don't want to hear what you do with your hands or mouth like, at all. That's a little bit of TMI, man.
Yeah, I opened myself wide open for that one. Oh, God damn it! Damn it!
God, this is the R-rated version.
I have another stinko that I probably could have mentioned like a week ago, but Simpsons is still on TV, and it's just as bad as it ever was, but even worse, they finally got around to referencing a joke in the Simpsons movie with the spider pig. Why? why did you do this? This is terrible.
Well, that's Simpsons for you, man. I mean,
the Simpsons movie was awful.
Yeah, I didn't like the Simpsons movie.
So why? Of course, they'd reference their movie, but in true new Simpsons fashion, they took 5 years to get around to a joke that's completely old.
Yeah, Freak 5 is exiled from chat once again. Congratulations, Freak 5. You now own every single record for being exiled from the RP Grinders chat, whatever that means. All right. Anything else, Break or Eric? Mug, you can follow Mug on Twitter at MoriaMug, MoriaMug on the Twitter. So I hope I spelled that right. You guys know what you guys know Mug. Just look for MoriaMug and it'll get you there on Twitter. And that's it for my cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself. I'm Frank Branches. Till next week, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week, everybody. Everybody in chat, Freak 5, Wyland, Dungeon Buster, thank you guys so much. Until then, we are out.